This Ember Wednesday of the season of Lent, we are gifted with a very short but yet very full history of salvation. We have the first reading, the book of Exodus. We have Moses and Aaron going up at the command of God to Mount Sinai, and they go up a certain way, and then the Lord from the darkness appears to them. And it is very interesting because some of the spiritual writers of the church have compared the spiritual life to darkness. It is not always, as some people think, light and shining and so forth. It is darkness. And from the darkness comes forth God, who is the light of the world, the creator of light, of all that is good. And so it is there that they have the very first giving, though not totally yet, of the law, which was to be known as the law of Moses. And of course, most of it has been abrogated, but not all of it. The Ten Commandments and a few other things are still in effect today, and Christ did not do away with them. And then we have in the reading from the book of Kings, Elias, who came to Judah, to Beersheba in Judah, and was very depressed. And that's part of the darkness of the spiritual life. And sometimes we really don't want to do anything. We don't want to go forward. We don't want to go backwards either, for that matter. And so he lays down beneath a juniper. And after a certain amount of time, God sends his angel to wake him up and to feed him, because otherwise he would have starved to death, even asleep. And he brings him water and he brings him bread. And then he falls asleep again, but the angel is sent again. And this time, he's not allowed to rest. He had been walking for 40 days and 40 nights. This is also very much a prediction of that which we saw last Sunday. The fact that our Lord went into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, there to allow Satan to tempt him. Here, Elias allows himself to be tempted in a sense, and God allows him to be tempted, not so much by Satan, but the things that Satan produces in our lives. And Elias basically prayed, you know, I am no better than my fathers. I should die. I don't want to live anymore. And of course, there may be times when some of us may experience something similar to that. That things are so bad that we don't want to live anymore. But that's not what God wants. God wants us to get up and walk, to get up and work, to get up and grow spiritually. And this is what Elias was to do. And of course, the gospel also refers to not only to our Lord, but also to all the things that went before and came after. Our Lord was asked by the Pharisees. Now, he had already performed many miracles publicly, and some of them had been there, present for them, raising the dead, making the blind see, making the deaf hear, and the mute speak. And then multiplication of the fishes and loaves, which was a tremendous accomplishment. Never before had this been done. And yet they still wanted another sign. In other words, they were putting him to the test, and they wanted to know everything. And they were not going to know everything. They had to read the signs, read the words of our Lord, and see what he was talking about, and his actions. And so he says, there will be no sign given to this generation, this wicked generation, except the sign of the prophet Jonah. And what was that? He spent 3 days and three nights in the belly of a whale to foretell the fact that our Lord would spend 3 days in the belly of the earth after his burial, after his death on Calvary. And on the third day, now The 3 days are not meant to be, not according to the Hebrew reckoning, 3 periods of 24 hours each. But Good Friday was considered as the first day, Holy Saturday as the second day, and Easter Sunday, even if it was just midnight, as the third day. So it is not 3 periods of 24 hours each. It is not 72 hours. It is whatever number of hours he was in the belly of the earth. And thus the prophecy of the belly of the whale is fulfilled. And our Lord rises triumphantly from the dead. And so we need to ponder these things, meditate them, and unite ourselves to Jesus, and of course, to the Blessed Mother during this holy season of Lent. Our Lady of Solitude, who is with Jesus, even when everyone else abandons him, she is there, and she follows him, and she sees the whole of the Passion. And so too should we. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.